こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語で、バイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。1個目、新しく命名されたティタノサウルス類の草食恐竜パタゴタイタンマヨラムが、これまで見つかっているどの恐竜よりも大きく、ティラノサウルスが小さく見えるレベルであることが分かりました。2012年にアルゼンチンで最初に発見されてから現在までに6体分の化石が見つかっており、1億年ほど前に生息していたことが分かっています。鼻の先から尻尾の先までの体長は37メートルで、地面から肩までの高さは6メートル、頭は15メートルほどの高さに達すると推定され、重さは69トンありました。1日に900キログラム程度の食べ物が必要だったと考えられ、なぜここまで巨大になったのかは不明ですが、同時期に花を咲かせる植物が大量に発生していたことが関連している可能性があります。
A newly identified species of dinosaur in the Titanosaur family, named Patagotitan maiorum, is the largest dinosaur ever discovered, making even Tyrannosaurus rex look small. Fossilized remains were originally discovered in Argentina, and so far, paleontologists have discovered 6 fossilized specimens, the dating of which indicated that they lived some 100 million years ago.From the nose to the tail, the dinosaur was 37 meters long and stood 6 meters tall to the shoulders and 15 meters up to the top of its head. It is estimated to have weighed 69 tons. It is not well understood why dinosaurs became this large, as it is estimated that this dinosaur's diet would have required 900 kilograms of plant matter each day. It is speculated that it may have something to do with an explosion in theflowering plants during the same period.
見つかったのはそう2012年だから、去年とかもこの恐竜の存在自体は記事になってたんだけど、今回名前がちゃんとつきましたっていう話でもう一回注目されている。
How sure are they? Because sometimes they're not actually that sure.
About what?
Well, I guess if they name it, they're pretty sure. Like, you know how they findDifferent remains, and they're not sure if they're the same dinosaur. In the past, they've created mixed bone fake dinosaurs.
これは結構 sure っぽいよ。あの、重さで言うとスペースシャトルぐらいの感じで、あの、まあティラノサウルスがちっちゃく見えるってことだったんだけど、ティラノサウルスってだいたい7トンぐらいって言われてるので、これは69トンだから、まあ単純に10倍ぐらい、ある感じで。
What does it look like?
あの、普通の首長のよく見る草食恐竜のフォルム。
Like the Jurassic Park introduction.
そう、なんかブラキオサウルスとかさ、ああいう系の首と尻尾が長くてとにかくでかい。
So is this basically a larger version of that?
なんかこのティタノサウルス類の中で、そのすごい巨大に育った種類っていうのがいて、それがまあ世界最大と思われてたんだけども、それと比べてもこっちの方が巨大だったっていう。だから例えばティラノサウルスと並んだらライオンとゾウみたいな感じで、ライオンもさ、ゾウと並ぶと結構ちっちゃく見えるじゃん。そんな感じだっただろうっていうのを言ってた。でも草食動物だから、あの、全然怖い感じではなかっただろうっていう。だからもうゆっくり歩いて、ゆっくり草食べてのそのそしてる感じ。
What do you think that sounds like? This thing walking around?
ね、なんか心臓だけでも周囲を測ると2メートルぐらいあったって書いてあった。
You can feel like neighbors in the same apartment building stomping around.
Yeah.
Or you can, like, you can feel a lot through the ground. If there's like a construction site even a few blocks away, you can feel it, usually, right? The vibration. So something that heavy just walking around.
ね、だってさ、つまずいたり転んだりとかしたらさ、地震になりそうだよね。
It was one of my favorite details of the Jurassic Park movies was when they would show the water, you know, kind of ripple with those, with the stomps.
Yeah. そうだね。Just, ドーン、ドーンって感じで。
Just the sense of it being so huge.
Yeah. So, で、一応化石が何体分か固まって見つかってるから、群れで暮らしてた可能性があるんだけど、こんなに大きいもの、だから37メートルもあるものが一緒に暮らすってどういうこと、mm. みたいな感じで書いてあった。想像できないよねっていう話、単純に。
How does this compare to the sea animals?
I don't know.
Because if we have something as large as a blue whale today, in our somewhat depleted oceans, and animals were so much larger back then. Even yeah. insects were larger. Because the oxygen, I believe the oxygen content was higher.
そうだね。
Which allowed them to grow bigger. But yeah, they're, I wonder how big the sea creatures、ね、were getting back then.
でもそんなに大きくなる意味というかさ、なんでそんなに大きかったんだろうね。
Do we have the remains? Because fossilization requires some unique circumstances. And I think those circumstances might have been somewhat less frequent in the ocean, right? To produce fossils.
ね、そういう感じはするけど、恐竜くんに聞いてみたいよ。
We need to have
them
a refresher.
Yeah. 次。ベネッセ教育総合研究所が2008年から4年おきに実施している全国の大学生への意識調査結果を発表しました。全国の大学生4948人を対象に調査した結果、アクティブラーニング型の授業を受けた学生の割合が増加傾向にあり、グループワークを行った学生は 71.4%、プレゼンテーションの機会があった生徒は 67% でした。またディスカッションで自分の意見を言えると答えた学生は 58.6% でした。一方、興味がなくても単位を楽に取れる授業が良いと答えた学生が 61.4% に上り、8年間で 12.5 ポイント増加したほか、50.7% が大学での学習方法は大学の授業で指導してほしい、38.2% が大学生活について教員に指導支援してほしいと答えていました。
The Benesse Educational Research and Development Institute has published the results of a four-year university student survey conducted from 2008 to 2012. The survey involved 4,948 respondents and found that the proportion of students taking active learning type classes is increasing, with 71.4% of students doing group work and 67% of students having an opportunity to do presentations. 58.6% of students indicated that they were able to express their own opinion in discussions. However, the percentage of students who responded that they seek classes which are uninteresting but award easy credits rose 12.5 points to 61.4%. Also, 50.7% of students indicated that they want university classes to teach them how to study, and 38.2% of students indicated that they want more guidance and help from teachers.
So, four-year university student じゃなくて、2008年から every 4 years ってことね。
Okay.
Until last year.
Okay.
So, since 2008, every 4 years they conduct a survey.
So, twice, right?
So far, yeah, this is the third time.
Okay.
そう、アクティブラーニング型の授業が増えてるっていうのはいいなと思った。グループでディスカッションしなくちゃいけないとか、プレゼンを実際みんなの前でやらなきゃいけないとか。でもこの後半だよね。後半ちょっとやばいなと思っちゃった。まずその興味がなくても単位を楽に取れる授業が良いと答えた生徒が 60% 以上っていうのはすごい悲しいっていうか、やっぱりこう大学生活自体とか大学で習うこと自体に重きが置かれていなくて、単にもう就活のための肩書きとしての大学 だから内容はあんまり関係なくて、とにかく卒業っていうその レーベルが欲しい。
Mm. Did you not do that when you were in school?
ね、私一回その College Skills っていうあの、mm. 日本語の授業をタイトルためだけに取ったけど、でもそれぐらいだね。あとはだって興味ないのに取るって結構辛いじゃん。
Well, I did that, but for to try to get a job. You know, I was taking accounting and I don't know. I wasn't super interested in but what that, I was.
But you took it not because it was an easy class.
Yeah, which is even worse. I would have preferred that it was an easy class.
なんかそれはちょっと悲しいなと思ったのと、やっぱなんか大学での学習方法を授業で指導してほしいとか、大学生活について教員に支援してほしいとかっていうのはやっぱり、まあ前からさ、こう日本の大学生っていうのは欧米とかに比べてすごい幼いっていうふうに言われてて、それがもう思いっきり顕著に出てるなと思った。こう大人としての扱いっていうよりも、まだやっぱり高校生からの延長で。学校側にいろいろ助けてほしいっていう。
A lot. It's kind of doing what you're supposed to do, you know.
Yeah.
And
そうだね。
I think there's a greater emphasis on, you know, which school you went to rather than how you did in school, or yeah. even less which classes you took. And kind of this one track.Or limited track model funnels students this way, and they make, I mean, these decisions make sense from the student's point of view. Like, you need to get a certain number of credits. Not all the classes are going to be something you're interested in, but you still need to get a certain number of credits. So there's
yeah.
practical reasons to prefer easy classes so you can focus more on other ones or just chill.
前から言ってるけど、例えば私とマイケルは単位ごとにお金払ったと思うんだよね。でも日本は普通はそうじゃないから、もう授業取り放題で、そのうちこうどんどん落としちゃってもいい単位を、
うん、
で最終的に合計して足りてればいいっていう感じだから、
うん、
なんかその選ぶときに、まあ本当にこれでいいかなとか、あんまりちゃんと最初考えなくていいっていうのもあると思うし、まあ、あとは多分授業のやり方とか、その先生がどれぐらい子供扱いしてるとか大人の扱いしてるかと、結構私個人的には大学の時にまあ大人扱いされてた感じがした、
hmm.
なんかちゃんと責任持ちなさいよっていう、
yeah.
なんかそんなに手取り足取り全部やってくれるとかっていう感じはしなかった。
Do you not think thatYou would have preferred more guidance or help from instructors or...
Not really.
No.
No. About my 大学生活, no. なんかそれはやっぱちょっと too much かなって思うけど。
What about like how to study?
それもやっぱりなんか、私一回他の学部の授業を受けに行ったことあって、こんな話したことあるか忘れちゃったけど、全然違ったの。まあまず人数が多いし生徒の。
Mm.
で、もう本当に先生がプレゼンテーションを用意してきて、それを読むだけ、
yeah.
声に出して。でもこっちはさ、目があるから読めるじゃん、読んでくれなくても、yeah. しかもそのプレゼンも後でオンラインに載るから、別にクラスに来なくても読めるし、mm. で授業の一番最初で小テストがある日にちだけ発表されてんのね。だから別に行かなくても自分で読んで、その日だけ行って小テストすれば単位もらえる、mm. から行くモチベーションもないし、先生と話す機会もないし、生徒が多すぎて、で質問する時間とかも設けられてないし、なんだこれと思って嫌だから取るのやめたんだけど、なんかそういうフォーマットだとやっぱさ、やる気は出ないだろうし、まあ小テストの時だけ行けばいいよって思うだろうなって思っちゃった。
This people, you know, some 40 over 40% not having the opportunity to kind of.Express their own opinions in discussion. Being able to express your opinions is important because it allows you to, well, I mean, it's just important in itself, but also when you have conversations with people, the more articulately you can express your opinion, the more productive your discussion is going to be, and the smarter you're going to become. If you just listen to school and you don't test these ideas with your friends and other people, and if you don't express your own, you know, what you actually think, I think you're going to be fairly unsure what you actually think. That's not helpful.
Yeah.
Right.
結構あったね。なんかグループでディスカッションして、まあそれをみんなの前で発表しなくちゃいけないとか、まああとパブリックスピーキングのクラスとかは結構実践的に助かったなって今でも思うし、なんかそういうね、あ、これ役に立ってるとか、自分のスキルが向上してるっていう感覚を得られれば、もうちょっと授業の内容で選ぼうかなって思えるかもしれないけど、まあ先生が一方的に喋るだけとか、まあ別に就活で卒業しましたって言えればいいやとかだけだと、なんかもったいないか、かわいそうだよね、4年間もあるのにさ。
I think people aren't educated enough on how to think. Well, like argumentative fallacies.
Yeah.
I don't know how. A lot of people don't really know how to argue. But knowing how to argue, and construct an argument is very important. Is an important part of being able to think, and to be able to express yourself. Without becoming anxious over your inability to understand what you're trying to say.
特に日本はやっぱりどう思うとか、なんでそう思うっていうのを聞かれ慣れてないから、学校で多分全然聞かれて育ってないし、だから本当に英語教えてても、なんか好きな食べ物何とかでもすごいみんな悩むの。なんでもいいじゃんもう。でもなんか好きな食べ物何とか好きな映画何とか、これについてどう思うっていうと、みんななんかみたいな感じで、全然なんかやっぱり慣れてないから出てこない感じがしたのね。
Yeah, and there's a lot of social pressure and you don't want to take individual responsibility.
Yeah, そうそう。
なそうするとやっぱ急に。 You don't want to be judged. You don't want to be 迷惑 either just by saying something disruptive. Yeah. There's a lot of social pressures that aren't in your interest as an individual. It's not in the interest of your personal development. Or
だからよくうちらもさ、なんかメッセージもらって、どうやってそんないろんなことに意見があるんですかって聞いてくれる人いっぱいいるけど、どうやってっていうか、もうなんか慣れだよね、多分。これは自分はどう思うかなっていうのを考える癖があるとない。
I've been arguing with teachers since I was in like third grade.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but
でもやっぱさ、なんか先生って専門家だから、なんかそこで聞いた方が得っていうかさ、疑問に思うことがあるんであれば、その場でしか聞けないし、まあ先生専門家だけど別に神じゃないから全部わかってるわけじゃないし、先生も間違ったこと言うかもしれないし、だそれをなんかお互い議論して話すことによって面白い会話になるっていうか、面白い時間になるんであれば、なんかそれはちょうどいいなと思うけど。
I think we all start off a lot more curious when we're young, and the incessant question of but why? I was unusually obsessed with that question.
Yeah.
And.
でもそういうフェーズあるもんね、子供って何歳かわかんないけど。
I'm still in that phase.
Yeah.
But I think it's important to ask.
You know,
people kind of, you know, you get old and it's just like whatever.
ね、でもなんかこうそういうアクティブラーニング系の授業が増えてるっていうのは。いいなと思うけど、ただそのやっぱ幼いっていうのはね、なんかもったいないよね。
Yeah, and a lot of it's uncomfortable, I think.
I remember taking this class called War and Peace みたいな。で、それはなんか他の学部と共同だったから、英語の授業なんだけど、英語できない人も取れるみたいな。でもやっぱプレゼンとかは英語でやんないといけないじゃん。 That was another cushy one for me.
Cushy.
Yeah, so I took this class with my friends who are bilingual. And so right. it's not really hard for us.
Yeah. It's important to take classes with your friends too. So you have someone to discuss things with and share ideas with.
Yeah, yeah.
People kind of, I mean, if you take a class by yourself, then you should make friends. I think it's a good idea.
Yeah, so like we had to make this presentation together and we also had to listen to other kids' presentations. Mm-hmm. But なんかそれも、いや、前も言ったっけ？なんか全然読めないの自分のプレゼンがみんな。英語で書いてるんだけど、mm-hmm. 超むずくて、もう誰が書いたのみたいな超むずいやつをつっかえながら読んでんだけど、一生かかるわけよ、読めないから。それで先生がなんかもう、え、ていうかさ、これ誰が書いたのみたいな。自分で書いてないでしょって言ったら、あ、ウィキペディアからコピーしましたって言って。like, all the people from our faculty were like, what? そもそも、なんか、しかもそれが悪いことじゃないみたいに、なんか、あ、ウィキペディアですみたいな感じで言ったから、we were like, what the fuck? でも別になんか、I don't think they failed the class. I don't think they got expelled or anything.なんかその普通の日本の大学との差がすごいすごいと思った、yeah. はい、コピペしても怒られないんだみたいな、しかもそれを普通に言っちゃってるっていう、結構衝撃で今でも覚えてるけど。
Yeah, that's unbelievable in a foreign、yeah. university.
しかもなんか自分のプレゼンをさ、ウィキペディアとか人のとこがコピーしてきたらさ、そのプレゼン作ってる意味がないじゃん、
mm.
で聞いてる方も意味がないじゃん、そんなネットにあるもの読まれてもさ、もうなんかすごいなと思って。 Yeah.
Public speaking can be pretty scary. I remember there were a couple people in my public speaking class that really couldn't take it. They couldn't take it.
They get too nervous and stuff? Or?
Yeah, there was this, there was one girl that would kind of look around. She would like look up from her card once.And be terrified. There's only like 20 people there.
Yeah.
She would be absolutely terrified.
Yeah.
And then she would just look down and she would try to read. And she would start, her hands would shake and she would start sweating.
And,
but it's really common. And I feel the same thing. It's just not as dramatic, you know?
Right.
Like I think I feel what those people are feeling. But it's, for them, it just kind of...they're not able to take their attention off of that anxiety.
Yeah.
It's kind of overwhelming.
Yeah. あれ必修だったもんね。必修だったよね、public speaking って。I think it was.
Couldn't you take something else instead of it though?
そうだったっけ? I don't remember. でもあれは楽しかった。なんか今回のテーマは how です。みたいな。How to do なんたらみたいな。テーマでして言って、
huh.
なんかこれ前も言ったっけ、なんかベロにピアス開けるやり方の説明した子もいるし、私はなんか痩せるためにテープウォームを飲んだらどうなるみたいな話とかみんなそれなんか株の話してる男の子とかもいたし、ストックマーケットみたいな、
yeah.
なんかみんなそれぞれ全然違くて面白かったけど、
mm.
That was fun. I want to go back to school.
My god.
学校楽しかった。次、アリゾナ州立大学の心理学チームの研究で13カ国3256人の被験者に対して幼い時から動物を虐待し、大人になってから5人のホームレスの人を殺害し遺体をバラバラにしたという架空の人物の話をして、この人の職業が教師であった可能性の高さ低さと、この人が信心深い教師だったか神を信じていない教師だったかの可能性について想像させました。すると、無神論者だったのではないかと想像する人がそうでない人の2倍でした。被験者自らが無神論者の場合でも、殺人を犯した人が無神論者だったと想像する人の方が多くなっていました。つまり、宗教を信じている人はもちろん、無神論者でも、神から罰せられるという恐怖がないと人は悪事を働くと考えていたり、宗教がモラルを守る役割を果たしていると無意識に信じている可能性があります。フィンランドとニュージーランドのみ、 無神論者が犯罪を起こしそうというはっきりとした偏見は見られませんでした。
A team of psychologists at Arizona State University has conducted a survey of 3,256 people in 13 different countries, providing a fictional description of a person who abused animals as a child and then as an adult mutilated and killed five homeless people. They asked the participants the likelihood that this person is a teacher and the likelihood that they are a teacher who is atheist or does not believe in God.The results indicated that twice as many people thought it was more likely that the person was atheist than religious, and this bias remained even among survey respondents who were atheist. In summary, both religious and irreligious people tend to believe that people who do not fear the judgment of God are more likely to do evil deeds. The researchers speculate that there may be a subconscious sense that religion is a source of our moral values. Only in Finland and New Zealand,Did people not clearly exhibit this idea that atheists are more likely to do evil deeds?
そう、まあ、ソースっていうか、なんだろう、そのモラルを守ることのゲートになってる可能性があるということで、論文ではこれを極度の反無神論者的偏見みたいな風に呼んでたんだけど、まあ無意識に無神論者が犯罪を犯しそうみたいな。信心深い人に比べて、っていうのを思っちゃってるよっていう話で、面白いのはこれ、あの補助 の, あのテストもやってて、その進化論を信じてない人、星占いを信じてない人、ワクチンを信じてない人、気候変動を信じてない人と神を信じてない人だったら、その中でも神を信じてない人が一番やっぱ犯罪を犯しそうっていう風にみんなが思ってるとか、例えば何十年間も男の子を性的虐待してる神父がいたとして、その神父は神を信じてるか信じてないかどっちかっていうと、まあ信じてない神父がやりそうっていうのをみんな言うっていう。
What do you think?
それは本当に私もこの間まさに The Keepers っていうドキュメンタリー見て、まあそれはキリスト教の神父がもう何年も若い女の子と男の子を性的に虐待してたっていう話から始まった事件のことなんだけど、それ見てる時に、ああこの神父神信じてないなだろうなって思ったのね。なんか本当に信じてたら、だって地獄とか全部信じてるはずで、そしたらこんなことできないじゃんって思っちゃった。
Yeah.
それはまあナチュラルな思考かなって思うけど。
Yeah, I mean, yeah, and we're, I mean, would you consider yourself an atheist?
No.
Would you? What do you consider?
Agnostic.
Agnostic.
で、あんまり私無神論者は会ったことないんだよね。Agnostic の人は結構不可知論者っていうのは私も含めて、まあ。いるかいないか分かんないし、まあ、いるかもしれないし、なんか分かんない、人間には分かりえないと思うっていうスタンスなんだけど、絶対に神なんかいるわけないみたいな、もう 100% のエイティストは正直実際に出会ったことはない。
There's a lot of atheists. I've met a lot of people that
Really?
Yeah, I'm Yeah, definitely.
In Japan?
Yeah, I've met atheists here. Yeah.
あ、そう。いや、なんかさ、いや、神は、あの、キリスト教的な神っていう意味で、神っていう単語
を聞いて、a very...
なんか信じてはないけど、ただそのほら神道的な、なんかまあどっかで誰かが見てるとか、あのなんかに神が宿ってるとかをはなんとなくその縁起が悪いとかいいとかさ、そういうのも含めてなんとなくあるんじゃないかなっていう人はよく見るけど、絶対何もそんなの全部嘘みたいな。
I mean, there are a ton of atheists in the United States that wouldn't consider themselves agnostic. Yeah. I mean, it's hard to guess how other people are really thinking about it. But
yeah.
I mean, I think that atheists are probably more likely to do evil shit. I mean,
really? You think that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't think atheists are more likely to, or someone who did evil shit is more likely To be an atheist?
Yeah, あんまりなんか
But don't you think that, like you were saying, if they really believed, if they really were religious and they really believed, then they wouldn't do
those evil things. But that's because there's a priest. Priest is kind of a job. It's a different level from other people. He's thinking about that religion constantly. He knows that religion is different from normal people. And he's constantly in his face. って感じじゃん。
Yeah.
それでもやるってことはっていう感じで思っただけで、
うん、
なんかその例えば自分で考えた時、まあ、自分はエイティエスではないとしても自分がじゃあ人を殺さないとか人を傷あえて傷つけたり動物蹴っ飛ばしたりしないのは別に地獄に行くのが怖いからとかそういうことじゃない、
うん、
なんか人間は自分のコンシエンスでちゃんとそれをやらないって選択することが可能な生き物なんじゃないかと思ってるので、
right. I mean, I think our conscience, our sense of morality is something that evolved into place. And I also think that ideology is something that evolved into place. And I can see...I mean, if you are atheist or, I mean, if you are secular, it doesn't mean that you're an immoral person by nature.
Yeah.
But it means that there aren't necessarily cultural or ideological constraints on your behavior that are necessarily bound to moral behavior.
Hmm.
Outside of, you know, societal expectations and the law and, you know, there's a lot of cultural elements outside of ideology.
Yeah.
But sometimes the motivation that people have to commit murder or do evil things is quite strong. And it makes sense to me that behavior being in ideological opposition to your thinking is...creates more resistance for it than being a secular person would.、
Hmm.
Right? I mean...
この研究見て面白いなと思ったのはやっぱりそのみんながこういうふうに自然とそう思っちゃうっていうこと自体が結構面白いなと思った。だって
Morality itself?
てかいやこの例えば架空のフィクションの人の話を聞いたときに、mm-hmm. なんかそのなんだろうReligious じゃなかっただろうなって自然とみんなが思っちゃうこと自体が面白いじゃん。
いや。
別に何のベースもないのないし何の情報もないのになんかなんとなくその churchgoers とかで会ってほしくないとか、まあ hell に行くのが怖かったらやらないはずみたいなそういうアサンプションっていうか
But secularism is so open-minded.It's so open-minded. It's probably too open-minded. I mean, you can... North Korea is an atheist country, for example. Explicitly so. It's extremely flexible. Secularism and atheism is extremely flexible. And that's one of the great things about it, is that it's so flexible. And we can constantly reinterpret...what we think reality is based on new information, which is very difficult to do with an ideology. But there are downsides to it as well.
Yeah, but それはなんか individual の中での conscience がどうこうっていうよりも他人から見て predictable か unpredictable かっていうだけのことじゃん。わかんないから。その人のモラルがどこにあるのか。
Yeah, that's a...
だから、なんか実際どうかっていうのとはまた別の話というかさ。
Right.
実際それを他人から見てジャッジできるか否かっていうのとは別の話じゃない。それはだって宗教を持ってる人も同じじゃん。あの私キリスト教ですごい信心深いって言ってたとしても、その人のモラルが実際どこにあるかは外から見たら分かんないはずじゃん本来は。まあその人が聖書に従って全部ちゃんと行動してるって思うのか、それとも本当は。信じてるって本人も思ってるけど 猫蹴っ飛ばしたりしてるかどうかとかっていうのはさ、
うん、
それだけでは判断つかないから、まあだからこの論文みたいにエクストリームプレジュディスみたいな感じの言われ方をしてるのかなと思うけど。
Right. I mean, it is a prejudice to any individual, but
yeah,
there are rational arguments for people having that perception at the same time.
Hmm.
Right.
なんかエイティエストちょっとかわいそうと思っちゃった。
Well, that's how religious people feel. Right?
Or even atheists feel that way towards the other atheists. Yeah. I think that's the interesting part of this study. Like,
didn't Malaysia recently say that atheism is illegal or something?
I didn't know that.
Something like that.
Hmm.
I should have more concrete details, but there are governments taking fairly strong positions against atheism, and it's dangerous for atheists to visit those places. Like it actually is, and it is a. I think people should feel sorry for atheists because atheists they don't have anything to believe in. They don't have a real sort of stabilizing metaphor for reality. Everything is kind of provisional. I think it's much harder to be an atheist than to... I don't know if it's practical to be an atheist.
Hmm.
I mean, if you're an atheist, then you don't know what practical even means in the context of your life.
Yeah.
ね、
あんまり考えたことないからわかんない。Like, what it's like to be an atheist. Like, to believe that there's no spirituality or no God or... Like, I mean, no... I don't know.
Most of the leading scientists in the world take a fairly atheist and secular position on, you know... the emergence and evolution of mankind and the role and where mankind fits in the cosmology of the universe itself. And
but aren't they more like agnostic though? Because I thought atheist is more like, I know for sure like 100% that nothing...
Well, I would use the word secular more than atheist or agnostic, but...
Right.
I mean, there's no evidence for God, so it's, I mean, it can't really be any other way.
Right.
It's kind of just a fundamental tenet of science itself that you have evidence. And that, you know, it's just, what is the role of faith? Is faith appropriate? Right?
Mm-hmm. 逆に本当に神のこと信じてるけど、子供を性的に虐待してる神父っているのかな？でもそうなると internally すごい苦しむってことでしょ。うわもうこんなことして地獄に行くけどどうしてもやめられないみたいな。でもやっちゃった後にうわ地獄行くんだみたいなこと。
Yeah. I mean,
どういうこと？
You can love your girlfriend and sleep with somebody else. I mean, you can do both. People are.
I guess so. That's like cheating on God.
Well, it's just.It demonstrates the human mind's ability to isolate belief and behavior and compartmentalize all kinds of stuff. And,
I guess with Christianity, you just have to...
walking contradictions.
You just have to repent, right? You have to apologize sincerely and it's okay.
There's a ton of contradiction. I mean, We see there's religious people with tattoos all the time, and you know, there's it's mixing threads or whatever, drinking.
So
I mean, there's a lot of antiquated stuff,
So done it. See,
North Korea's state run media, the Korean Central News Agency, released the following information on Wednesday. The KPA Strategic Force is now carefully examining the operational plan for making an enveloping fire at the areas around Guam, with medium to long-range strategic ballistic rocket Hwasong-12 in order to contain the U.S. major military bases on Guam, including the Anderson Air Force Base. The statement came only moments after Trump stated, North Korea best not make any more threats to the United States. They will be met with the fire and fury like the world has never seen. Although whether it was intended as a direct response is unclear. Tensions between North Korea and the United States, as well as its neighbors, South Korea and Japan, have continued to increase in recent weeks, largely as a result of an unprecedented 14 missile tests this year alone. According to experts, North Korea has demonstrated that it possesses intercontinental ballistic missiles capable of delivering a nuclear warhead. North Korea has also demonstrated that they are now in possession of destructive nuclear warheads, having conducted a series of 5 nuclear tests on home soil. The Hwasong-12 is a mobile intermediate-range ballistic missile believed to be about 16 meters long and capable of carrying a payload of 650 kilograms and estimated to have a range of 8,000 kilometers, although these figures are not confirmed.
北朝鮮国営の朝鮮中央通信は昨日、朝鮮人民軍は中長距離戦略弾道ロケット火星12を使い、アンダーセン空軍基地を含む米軍基地を牽制するため、グアム周辺を炎で包み込むための作戦を慎重に検討していると伝えました。前日にはトランプ大統領が、北朝鮮はこれ以上米国を脅さない方がいい、世界が見たこともない炎と激怒で対抗すると述べていましたが、この発言が北朝鮮側の発表に直接つながったのかどうかは不明です。北朝鮮は今年だけで14回ものミサイル試験を行っており、アメリカ及び北朝鮮周辺国の韓国や日本との間でここ数週間で緊張がますます高まっています。北朝鮮は大陸間弾道ミサイルだけでなく核弾頭も保有しており、すでに自国で5回の核実験を行っています。中長距離戦略弾道ロケット火星12は全長16メートルで650キロの爆発力を持ち、飛距離は8000キロと見られていますが、正式な確認は取れていません。
Yep.
なんかこう、北朝鮮はそんなにテクノロジーを持ってなくて遅れてるから、本当に他の国をまあ、に強い打撃を与えられるようになるまではあと何十年かかるでしょう。はい、あと7年、あと5年、6年、4年とか、なんかだんだんカウントダウンしてきて、
mm-hmm.
もうついに来ちゃったみたいな感じだよね。
Yeah, and there was a lot of there was constant sort of dismissal of their innovation. And now they have nuclear warheads that are expected to beon par with the ones dropped on Hiroshima and Nagasaki, and they have the capability to send those to the West Coast of the United States.
なんか最近 This American Life かなんかでそれを取材してる記者の人かなんかが出てて、北朝鮮についてずっと調べてる人、その人もなんかまあ何十年もやっぱこうやって言われてきてるから、もうみんな慣れちゃって、いやまだ大丈夫だろうみたいな。で日本も特になんかまあ本当に慣れちゃって危機感があんまりないから、すごい特殊な状態なんだよねみたいな感じのことを言っていて、でじゃあどうしたらいいかっていう話で、その彼が言ってたのは、要は北朝鮮はもっとみんなと仲良くしたいっていうか、言い方が難しいけど、もうちょっとなんか国交とか貿易したりとか、もうちょっとみんなと仲良くしたいんだけど、やっぱり人権侵害したりとか、まあ、自国の人の面倒をちゃんと見てないでひどいことしたりしてるので、そういう手前、まあ、他の民主主義国とかは正常に国交することがなかなかできない、でなんかどんどん疎外感が募っていって、でその自分のメンツもやっぱり国のリーダーとして金正恩とかは保たないといけないしっていうのが、もうどんどん悪化していった結果だと思うみたいなこと言って、だから他の国はその人権的にどうこうっていう問題はあるけれども、それを差し置いてもちょっとでも国交を持った方がいいっていうか、もうちょっと仲間に入れるみたいなことを考えた方がいいのかもしれないみたいな話をしてて、なんかそういう そういう問題なのかなのみたいな、なんか私は全然わかんないから。
What do you think?
全然なんか、
You're somewhat familiar with the history of this issue. I mean, these nuclear reactors were, essentially funded by foreign countries like the United States and
right. まあ今もね、普通に貿易してる国もあるから、北朝鮮と。まあ日本から日本にいる人から見ると、全然どこの国とも阻害されてるんじゃないかって思うかもしれないけど、意外とそういうわけじゃないからね。だからこういうふうに部品とかも集まるし。核弾頭も作ったりできちゃうと思うんだけど、なんかそのイシューが何なのかっていうか、その彼らから見て、まあこの国営のメディアが言ってるメッセージを見るしかないから何とも分からないけどさ、なんかその彼らから見ると完全にまあアメリカとか日本とかは悪者なわけじゃん。で、まあ自分のことを常にまあ経済的な制裁を加えたりとかダメージを与えようとしてきてるみたいな、それにもう絶対に負けられないから力を示さねばみたいなことじゃん。
Well, countries like this, and I mean even China and Russia are like this to some extent, but they're really kind of hung up on past conflicts, and they in North Korea and in China they will play footage from past warsOn a regular basis, to the mass public and vilify other countries in order to increase compliance and nationalism domestically. Yeah. And North Korea has been using history and made up history and propaganda to increase the leverage that they have over their own people.
I think it's really weird because it's been a lot of.There have been a lot of jokes and stuff, you know, like, oh, they're saying that they've been to the sun, like, ha, ha, ha.
You know, they actually never said that.
Really?
So, one, this is how weird information has become. But there are a lot of organizations that have been false flag reporting as if they...got information from North Korea and producing fake North Korean propaganda,
right.
Which then the rest of the world believes that North Korea said. So right. Actually, like the landing on the sun thing, everyone believed that except for North Koreans,
okay.
And it wasn't true.
That's so
the
weird.
Irony is incredible.
Yeah,
right?
But you know, like all these things, like, なんか、あ、面白いみたいな感じで。なんかその
yeah, he's an amazing golfer, and he's
yeah, and it's like どこまでなんか真剣に捉えればいいか分かんないままここまで来たじゃん。
They have a lair of unicorns in North Korea.
Okay.
I think that one's legit.
Okay. だからさ、何が本当かも分かんないし、テレビで見てもさ、じゃあ専門家の人、なんか内部の事情に詳しい人とかさ、出てきていろいろ言ってるんだけどさ、それもなんかその人の言葉をそのまま取るしかないじゃん。Mm-hmm. こっちは確認もできないし、なんか it's like what do they want, like what are they do, I really don't get it.
I think that the U.S. understands them quite well. this may not be a common or popular opinion, but the United States has been negotiating and talking to North Korea for forever.
Yeah.
Since the war. And there have been agreements after agreements after agreements. And in 2002, they had some, I forget what it's called, a framework, an agreed framework for their nuclear program. And this was, I think it was set up by Clinton. And the agreement was, it was a stupid agreement. The agreement was,We're going to give nuclear technology to North Korea, but we're going to require them to let us check on it and make sure that they're not doing anything sketchy with it.
Right.
And also give North Korea a ton of money, you know, like $100 million or something that they will invest in nuclear technologies.
Yeah.
And then there was that whole, remember that whole thing about the inspectors? There was like, can the inspectors check the site? And at some point, North Korea was like, no, you can't inspect our site. Because the agreement that you signed says that the reactors have to be a certain percent complete before you can inspect the site.
Okay.
And so North Korea just ripped off the technology that was given to them and started doing stuff in other underground sites and had this agreement that, that was signed that made it so we couldn't send inspectors in there without driving them crazy. And then in 2016, there were sanctions put on North Korea by the United States that, that severely hurt their economy and probably killed a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
Well, before that, Bush, when he was running for president, was seriously opposed to this framework for that they agreed on for this nuclear thing. And then as soon as he was elected, he was like, actually, you know what? It's awesome. Let's keep doing this. And we don't need to inspect it.
Huh.
And so...
What's going on?
There's some seriously... There's shady stuff. I mean, it looks shady. I don't know if there's shady stuff going on.
Yeah.
But yeah, Bush was... seriously opposed to it, and then as soon as he was elected, he made it worse. And then there were Obama didn't really address it either, even though the North Koreans were getting quite serious with their missile testing.
Yeah.
Eventually, the Obama administration put sanctions on them.
Yeah.
Last year. But that was very strongly opposed by China probably Russia. And so now Trump's in there and he's asking China for help. And China's like, well, we told you not to put those sanctions, you know. And
yeah.
And I think having good relations with China was very important to being able to diffuse this whole situation. Because
right.
A lot of the money that goes into North Korea is from China as well, economically speaking.
Hmm.
I don't know. It's and then there's the issue of, you know, North Korea is somewhat tight with Russia and China. And we've had these sort of Cold War-esque tensions over the Ukraine, Crimea already. This is another sort of potential, I don't know, hairy, destabilizing proxy war-ish situation.
I just really don't get it. It's like, I mean, this is me, this normal person who doesn't know politics, but like, can't they just, it just looks to me that they want to keep conflicts around. Like, why can't they just, the world leaders, why can't they just meet up, have drinks, just talk it out, like grown-ups? Like, why do you keep the same fucking conflicts for decades and decades and, like, it's escalating or, like, it's not going to go... Like,
well...
I mean, in the end, at the end of the day, this is between humans, right? They have to communicate with each other.
Yeah. All the conflicts are just self-generated.
Yeah. So it's like, well...
Yeah.
I don't really get it. I mean...
Well, if you think of it in terms of humans, sure, but humans are just kind of fleshy conduits for ideas, and ideas are really what are battling it out on this planet. Ideas are what's... I mean, a human body is a human body, but an idea...
I just feel like...
That's the proper
way to understand. Any conflict is the result of two things. Like, one is just failing at communication... And the second is just like deliberate conflicts because it somehow generates money for someone. So, I mean, I just don't know why it, like, no one could solve this until it escalated to this level. Like,
well, U.S. foreign policy... historically creates problems and then attempts to solve those problems.
Yeah, I mean, clearly there's a pattern.
Right. So there was an empowerment of the North Koreans by the United States, right? The same way that there was sort of an empowerment of the caliphate when they withdrew their troops. I mean, they know what the consequences of this kind of stuff is. There isn't really a financial incentive or there isn't accountability, because this is a problem that was started, you know, many administrations ago.
Yeah.
And was allowed to become more severe, and to the point where it's like, okay, now they have an ICBM and nuclear warheads. Like, why? I mean, what do you know anything about what Obama did? I don't know if he, like, what have we been doing the last 8 years? That's a long time to spend developing nukes and missiles.
Yeah.
You know, like, what, I don't understand how that was just handed off.
And the same thing can be said for the Japanese government. I mean, we're so close.
Right. Well, I think the Japanese government's mostly just been pressuring the U.S. government.
Right. But it's like, my question will be then, like,
there's no offensive military.
Does the Japanese government have the whole picture? Like, if, let's say, America has their own agenda on this that we're not seeing right now, like, does the Japanese government, is the Japanese government aware of it? Like, do they have the whole picture?
What could the Japanese government do?
I don't know. But, like, I mean, how much does...
No,
I mean, I don't know. Just, I don't understand how this happened.
Because we were busy making these fucking jokes and praising Biden's smooth scarf moves. We've just been messing around, and people have just kind of treated North Korea like a joke. And all of a sudden, we want to take all of our jokes back. We want to, you know, like, when it's kind of bizarre. At least the public perception of North Korea has done a 180 in, like, the last week, from, you know, here's more memes and here's more memes, and
I guess.
And now it's kind of like, okay, the memes aren't as funny anymore, because.
But then, like, where's this going? I mean,
there really aren't a lot of options. North Korea has a lot of artillery aimed at South Korea.
Right.
And if anything happens, they will immediately fire all kinds of artillery that, I mean, it's very difficult to stop artillery. You can stop missiles. I mean, it's very difficult to stop missiles.
Yeah, but then, like, if they actually attack other countries, then their country will be gone.
Yeah.
So, like, what is the goal here? Like, what? What's going on here? I really don't get it. I mean, if he just wants to keep hanging out with Dennis Rodman, with, you know, uh-huh, booze and chicks and drugs and everything and yachts. Uh-huh.
What a distraction that was.
It's like, this isn't really a good idea if he wants to keep partying. So I don't understand.
Well, North Korea has one of the largest standing infantry units in their military in the world.
And he killed his own brother.
They have 9.5 million people in the military. I mean, if someone gets in a conflict with North Korea, a lot of people would die. Just because their military is dependent on human lives, pretty much. And it's totally delusional.
But it's like, they must know that if they actually attack Guam, they would know what is going to happen next.
Their last missile landed right near Hokkaido. Like, people in Hokkaido saw the missile. Saw it. The missile. Like, yeah. There's videos of the missile landing near Hokkaido.
This year is way too weird.
Yeah, well, wait till next year, I'm sure.
I thought last year was weird, but...
No, it's going to get way more weird. That's why it's important that people don't get too anxious. I mean, it seems like, what's the limit, though, right? But
yeah.
But, yeah, hopefully it doesn't end up like the road or something.
See?
According to a new study published in the journal Nature Nanotechnology, a new technology which involves injecting a nanochip has been developed by researchers at the Ohio State University Wexner Medical Center and Ohio State's College of Engineering. It's capable of generating any type of cell in the human body. In their experiments, the researchers injected a nanochip loaded with biological cargo to reprogram cells into the injured legs of mice. The skin cells were then converted into active blood vessels, saving the leg and the mice, with regeneration complete in 2 weeks. A similar experiment was carried out using brain-injured mice and injecting a nanochip and cells reprogrammed into nerve cells.
学会誌ネイチャーナノテクノロジーに掲載された研究で、オハイオ州立大学ウェクスナー医療センターと工学部のチームが、人間の体内でどんな細胞でも生み出すことができるナノチップを開発したことが分かりました。実験では、怪我をした状態のマウスの足に細胞を初期化する小胞を搭載したナノチップを注入し、2週間かけて皮膚の細胞を血管に変え足を治癒しました。また脳に損傷を負ったマウスにも同様の実験を行い、細胞を初期化して神経細胞に変えることに成功しました。
Yep.
これさ、なんか何の細胞にするかってどうやって伝えるの？
It depends on the genetic material that's injected into the cells, and okay. currently they're using...skin cells.
Okay.
Yeah. So they, this nano chip, which I don't understand, and essentially they're suggesting that they only need to inject this extremely small, like inject this extremely small chip, which can inject.Genetic material into skin cells and make them turn into nerve cells or blood vessels or...
Okay.
It's a pretty unbelievable claim that they're making. I can't help but be somewhat skeptical of the...
え、だってさ、何でも治るってことでしょ?
Yeah. It sounds impossible, right? Yeah.
すごくない?
I mean, they said they did it with the brain injury in mice. And they're saying they can, I mean, being able to grow nerve cells like that from injecting some chip, they're saying they can inject this chip into to pretty much any tissue.
いや、最初にこれ読んだ時さ、なんか、え?すごすぎない?と思ったんだけど。
Okay, listen to this. This is what one of the researchers said. This is difficult to imagine, but it is achievable. Successfully working about 98% of the time. With this technology, we can convert skin cells into elements of any organ with just one touch. This process only takes less than a second and is non-invasive, and then you're off. The chip does not stay with you.And the reprogramming of the cell starts. Our technology keeps the cells in the body under immune surveillance, so immune suppression is not necessary.
ね、これ本当だったらその人に抱かれたいよ、もう。すごくない?
And the researchers are saying how surprised they are at how simple and well it works.
What?
It makes me wonder what happens in that 2% of the time when it doesn't work.Because 2% is kind of a lot for something that, if there's negative side effects.
でもこんなの本当にサイファイの映画に出てきてさ、なんかこんなの実際では無理だよっていうレベルじゃん。
Remember Starship Troopers? Where maybe it was in the second, they made a second one, yeah?
Or was I don't know.
It? Have you seen Starship Troopers?
With
Denise Richards looking...Ridiculous. You haven't seen that movie?
I don't know.
Oh my god. Starship Troopers is one of the best science fiction movies. It's when the big alien bugs like fly in and they have to blow them up and they find this huge brain bug. And... No?
No.
Wow. Well, in Starship Troopers...
Denise Richards.
Yeah.
Looking ridiculous. Doesn't
ridiculous.
I mean, okay.
It's an old movie.
It's like 90s.
Not that she doesn't still look ridiculous, but that in that movie, the main character gets his like arms and legs blown off or something.
Okay.
Maybe not that extreme, but he loses a limb. And they just suspend him in this weird box. And I forget how it works exactly, but some machine comes over and like injects his arm or something. And it just regenerates the limbs.
Right.
And that was like a super way out there scene for that movie. But it seems like we're getting pretty close to being able to actually do that. So.
Yeah. ね、まあマウスだから人間にアプライできるようになるまで時間かかると思うけど。
Do you think it'll change human behavior if you can, if you can grow your limb back in 2 weeks? You know, so you can, so you can have.
For sure. だってさ、骨折れるかもしれないけど治るの分かってるからスノボとかやるわけじゃん。骨折れて絶対に治んないって分かってたら多分スノボやんないじゃん。それと一緒でさ、まあ別にここまでやっても治るから大丈夫っていうリミットが変わったら絶対もっと危ないことするっしょ。
Well, it's like the, I don't know, I'm done with the movie reference. But
what were you gonna say?
There's a, I can't remember the title of the movie, but there was a very old movie where there's like these, it's like six women who discover the Fountain of Youth, and then they just, they start blowing each other up, and it's like this what? Super violent movie about these
That's
women
porn,
who,
right?
who like go crazy, I wish, who go crazy over this Fountain of Youth, this okay. youth elixir. They become invincible, and
Isn't
then they eventually like regret becoming invincible. Because they
okay.
want, yeah. But they could regenerate anything, so it became like a joke if their
yeah.
arm was blown off or something.
Yeah, was it six women? I thought it was more like three, or are we
I
thinking about
I'm
a just, different one?
I might have doubled it.
Like they don't grow old, so they
yeah.
can like twist their necks or whatever, and it gets weird.
Yeah, I think they can grow. They grow old, but they don't die.
Oh, okay.
But they can but they can
oh,
twist their necks
and stuff.
I guess
we're talking about a different
movie. I think it's
then.
The same movie. I think
Is
they can
it?
Twist
okay.
their.
Huh.
Do you remember oh. like this one of the women has a hole blown in her
yes.
stomach at
yes.
one point,
yes.
right?
Yes, 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 yes.
And you can like see
yes.
through it.
Yes. あれも90年代ぐらいの映画だよね。多分ちょっとすごい子供の時。
Where's my brain at right now? Stuck in the past.
かわいそう。もうおじさんになっちゃった。いや、でも懐かしいね。うちにビデオあったよ、それ。
Yeah.
だからうちの親の世代の時にヒットしたんだろうね。それで見させられたんだろうね。
Yeah, I have no idea. I just remember the movie itself.
Yeah.
I don't remember anything about it.
It was pretty violent. I must have been really small.
Yeah. I mean, what did you think about it?
About what? The movie?
Yeah.
Like, would I want to get a hole in my stomach?Probably not.
Or did you think about living forever? Or, I mean,
oh.
it's kind of a weird movie about.
でもなんか昔からそんなにななんて言うんだろう、eternal life とか eternal youth とかに惹かれないんだよね。なぜか。あんまりそこは興味ないっていうか、逆になんか疲れそうって思っちゃうっていうか。
What about? Wasn't that a theme in Indiana Jones as well?
そうだっけ?
There's like that special cup. He like goes into the tomb.
And that's and, for what? Eternal
like,
youth?
I think so. Like there was a bunch of different goblets and stuff.
Okay.
And Indiana Jones and like this immoral guy are both there.
Yeah.
And they basically have to guess which goblet was...the right goblet to drink out of in this weird temple or whatever. And the other guy like picks this really fancy goblet with like jewels and stuff on it.
Okay.
And he immediately dies. He just like
oh
evaporates.
Yeah, I guess I remember that scene.
Yeah, and then Indiana Jones
story,
like picks the simplest, most dasai cup and he survives.
日本昔話レベルの話だよね
I don't know what's going on
でもなんかさなくなるからいいっていう感じがあるじゃん
What does?
You know what I mean? Like your life or、your 亡くなるというか even your beauty or youth it's if it stays the same then I don't know if that's necessarily a good thing because like when I was younger right like 16 to 23 or something like I'm a girl so like I go out on the street and like guys would talk to me and stuff but now that I think about it now that I look back I don't think it was because I was super hot or anything I think it was because of it was because I was just young and I was probably emitting this strange vibe like I'm young and single and I want to be attractive to men
right but if we but if you didn't age then no one would be able to make that assumption about you like you could be 300
yeah but like I don't want that when I'm 300 years old that's my point like
but
I
if, don't but if but if that was the reality I don't think people would do that because you can't make that judgment right
yeah I guess でもなんか変わるからいいんだよ。
Because age discrimination is like a huge thing. We live in a totally youth-obsessed culture. It's completely youth-obsessed. We don't watch television shows about old people. We don't...
Well, you know, I mean, I...
Everything is...
In the States, I guess. I don't know. Like, I don't really feel that... I mean, I'm sure... I know that
if you were old, you'd be like, oh my God, this society is obsessed with young people and like youth. We don't notice because we are youthful.
But I guess in Japan, it has toned down by a lot. Like when I was younger, it was all about 女子高生 and 女子高生、女子高生も女子高生が一番みたいな。でも最近なんかさ、ほら、美魔女とか熟女とか、なんていうの、別に年取っても綺麗な人もいっぱいいるし、っていうのがなんかプッシュされてるから、あんまり、
yeah,
まあ職業とかで見るとね、もちろんあると思うんだけど、年齢差別みたいな。だから受付の女の子若くないといけないとか、AKB とかだったらもうね、20代、何、半ばとかでももう多分すごい年なんだろうしね、10何歳とかが多いだろうからとか。This is just me trying to talk about AKB when I don't know anything about them. I was just like,
I can't confirm or.
yeah, I was just like, are they 14? I don't, have no I don't idea. Know, yeah.
I don't know anything about them.
But, so, だから、あんまり感じないけど、まあでも、インスタグラムとか見て、アメリカはね、すごいよね、やっぱり。なんか、カーダシアンズとかもそうだし、10代でももう、なんていうの、全然年上に見える。もう超おっぱい出してるみたいな。なんか Ew, she's 16 みたいなことよくあるけど、Yeah Yeah, that's like 超嫌だよね
Yeah
Yeah, they're like まあ見た目がどんなにセクシーでもさ実際は子供じゃん15歳とか、なんかそれを考えるとなんかうぅ Cringe
Yeah It weirds me out thinking about how littleI actually knew about anything when I was that age.
I didn't know anything. I was so stupid. I'm still stupid, but I was really stupid.
When you were 16?
I thought I knew everything. That's the thing.
So they're kind of... It's an inverse relationship.
Yeah, I thought I knew everything. I thought I had my life figured out. You know. I was like so confident and I was invincible. But then...Yeah, I really didn't know shit.
yeah, it's like the more you... They say the more you don't know.
Yeah. 本当にそんな感じ。 Like, I wasn't a mature kid at all. I don't think so.
This idea of... What is it? Like the... As your sphere expanding... As your sphere of awareness expands, the frontier of the unknown grows larger. So as we get older, we're just like less and less sure about shit.
Yeah. でもだからこそ10代とかの子に対するトーレランスはめっちゃ高いと思う。だからなんかいろいろさ、ツイッターとかなんかやっちゃう子とかいるじゃん。そういうのもなんか、まあバカだけど、でももうしょうがないじゃん。若いからわかんないよねっていう。私もバカだったもんっていうのはある。すごいなんていうの。Sympathy っていうか。
I'm not sure that we know that much more than we did then, but I certainly feel like...
Well, I mean, we're more experienced. We have gone through way more than before. But that's all like relativity. So
if you had to put it on a spectrum or like a scale, so like on the far right side, you'll have Einstein, right? And then yeah. you have you now.
Yeah.
And then you have you at 16.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have a Furby and like a chimpanzee or something, right?
Okay.
So like if you had to judge your intelligence relative to Einstein.
Yeah.
And a chimpanzee, like where do you fit on that scale? And how much awareness do we have about what intelligence is really like? Is Einstein like a little bit over on the scale and the chimpanzee's like, or are you like next to the chimpanzee and Einstein's like way down there on the scale?
My question is more like, am I that different from Furby? Like, rather than how close am I to Einstein?
So not even chimpanzee.
Like,
or is Furby more intelligent than chimpanzee? Is that
I've never encountered with chimpanzee, so I don't know. But is Furby all that different from me? Like, am I that smarter than Furby? I honestly don't know.
I hope so.
I don't know.
It's okay. Cosmologists involved in the Dark Energy Survey collaboration have produced the most accurate map of the present distribution of dark matter and large-scale structure of the universe. The DES results are within 7% of the predictions made from Planck measurements of the early universe. Scott Dottelson, a lead scientist on the project, stated the following: "For the first time, we're able to see the current structure of the universe with the same clarity that we can see its infancy, and we can follow the threads from one to the other, confirming many predictions along the way." The results support the theory that 26% of the universe is dark matter and 70% is dark energy, which is a force driving the expansion of the universe. The data was collected using the 570 megapixel dark energy camera mounted on a 4-meter telescope in Chile and processed by supercomputers in Illinois. To detect dark matter, the team developed algorithms to detect the gravitational lensing in images of galaxies at a level of distortion invisible to the human eye.
ダークエナジーサーベイに携わる宇宙学者チームがこれまで作成された中で最も精度が高い大縮尺の宇宙地図を作成し、現在のダークマターの分布も示しています。宇宙の初期から計算して予測されてきた宇宙の状態と比較すると、現在 7% 以内にとどまっています。プロジェクトを率いるスコット・ドデルソン氏は以下のように述べています。史上初めて宇宙の初期と同程度の明晰さで現在の宇宙構造が見られるようになり、ここから予測が正しいかどうかを確認していけるようになります。これまで宇宙の 26% がダークマターで 70% が宇宙の膨張の根源となっているダークエナジーであると理論付けられていましたが、今回の結果でそれが裏付けられました。データはチリにある4メートルの望遠鏡に搭載された 570MP ダークエナジーカメラを使って収集され、イリノイ州のスーパーコンピューターによって処理されました。ダークマターを探知するためにチームは人間の目には見えないレベルの重力レンズを捉えるアルゴリズムを開発しました。いや、これ見れるの普通の人も。
The data?
Yeah.
Or the map?
The map.
Yeah. The map has been published. I don't know if all of their data has been published, but it will be. And what they released this time covers about 1/30th of the entire sky, which would be, you know, 360. And in the map, it basically shows the density of matter and dark matter. And this density distribution is essentially the structure of the universe, is how densely matter is distributed. And this was this matched predictions made by models of the early universe. So this is it does a lot to confirm some of the previous work that's been done mm-hmm. by people like Komatsu-san, who we had on the show previously.
Right. So, これまではその
The CMB cosmic microwave background.
Yeah.
And that was looking at the early universe.
Right, right. で今のやつも見れるってこと。だからこれまでは今の状態で昔からあの昔にさかのぼってというか昔のもう観測できるところから計算して予測してたってことでしょ。でもこれだったら今の状態がわかるってこと。だから予測する必要がないってこと。
Mm. Yeah, a lot of this is, I mean, they only did 1/30th of the entire sky.
Yeah.
Which is a lot less.I don't know what you say, not surface area, but basically surface area.
Yeah.
A smaller angle portion of the sky. And, but it's reasonable to expect that other portions of the sky that they measure this way will more or less have the same accuracy
mm-hmm.
that this one did, you know, the 7% margin. But yeah, they basically took pictures of galaxies. And if you look at this picture, these pictures of galaxies with your own eyes, you wouldn't be able to detect the warps in space-time that are between here and there, which is basically what they're doing with the gravitational lensing.
Okay.
They have pictures of this, so you can actually look at... They have pictures where gravitational lensing is obvious.
Okay.
There are examples where it's quite obvious, okay. and it looks like... it just looks like you're looking at the galaxy through a glass of water or something like that.
Because
you can't see dark matter.
Right. That's so weird.
You can't see it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it...
But it's there.
We don't know if it's matter.
Right. Yeah, dark matter is so interesting.なんかあのケックに行った時もさあの、mm-hmm. ダークマターについてみたいなパネルが
the collider.
そうそうダークマターについてみたいなパネルがあって子供用に説明してるやつを一生懸命読んだけど
Yeah
It's Yeah
Well they're it's
a weird
the little black hole
Yeah
little black hole generation and antimatter is what's very weird to
me. Yeah, そうだね。
You know, they... I didn't actually read the article, but I saw something... people are trying to come up with explanations for baryogenesis, which hasn't been well explained. So, I mean, there are good explanations, but there's good explanations that contradict each other. So
okay.
they can't all be good explanations.
Right.
But baryogenesis was this... an event at the beginning of the universe where the amounts of matter and antimatter were not the same, but something like 99.9, you know, almost all of the matter and antimatter annihilated each other, but left matter, there was matter left over, and that's basically the entire universe is that left over.
Right.
That's... Some yin yang cosmic stuff that we don't quite understand. But there is a lot of, just in this last week, a lot of research has come out on space subjects and our understanding of dark matter and dark energy. Some people think that the dark matter is stored in these little black holes. And there was another research paper came out suggesting that the heavier elements on the periodic table were generated for the very first time when, dwarf stars or neutron stars, some kind of star consumes a black hole a micro, a small black hole. I mean, I guess they're all pretty small, but, and that would cause it, the black hole colliding with like a neutron star or something would cause it to explode in a supernova that is, creates the conditions extreme enough to produce the heavier elements on the, I mean, one of the things cosmology is doing is trying, is explaining where all these elements came from.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at the periodic table of elements, you can see that in the top left is hydrogen, the simplest starting element, and it kind of progressed through to the heavier stuff. And and now we have like artificially created elements that they're so weird and complex and cockamamie that they require human beings in order to exist.
That's also weird.
Yeah. And apparently there's like 100 million black holes inside of our galaxy rather than just one. Because we thought there was just one supermassive one in the center of the Milky Way.
But
it turns out there's just, you could just fly into one on accident.
Yeah.
If there's like 100 million of them.
よけれないよね.
Yeah.
Weird stuff. お話終わり?
Yeah, unless you have any other thoughts on dark matter.
No. I'm not going to be like, yes, and just start my just like 10-minute speech on dark matter. No.
Yeah, we need to have Komatsu-san back on and explain some of this crazy stuff that's going on. I feel like space is really like so much of what we think is already becoming wrong.
Yeah. I mean, every day, right? Like,
new things come out. There's a lot of space stuff that no one reads.
Yeah. Except for you.
Yeah.
My brain is like not working today.
How's that?
I don't know. なんかたまにはない、でも。あの、普通に暮らしてるとわかんないんだけど。
My brain's usually working.
普通に暮らしてるとわかんないんだけど、やっぱり収録するとなんかわかるね。
Yeah, well, you don't really know until you're...
Yeah.
It is...
Well, I don't even know until I start. I kind of know. Like, I'm like stressed out or like some... Well, my brain is kind of like なんかパンパンになってる。And then I start and I'm sitting here and I'm just like, oh...
Well,
my
think
brain's not working.
Space is discouraging to your brain.
I don't know. It's kind of like, なんか脳にいろんな引き出しがあって、そこへのアクセスが多い日と少ない日がある。
Yeah.
あって、それがなんか収録するとわかる。あ、今日は少ない日だ、みたいな。
Yeah, I mean, I have weird, like,I have off weird days.
Yeah.
More than like my brain not working, it'll just be, I don't know. I feel like I'm whiny or unusually pessimistic or
right.
Or freaking out too much about AI or something.
Hormones.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I guess it's easier for girls because we can blame it on hormones. I'm PMSing, or maybe it's because, you know, I'm ovulating today, or like whatever. But and that might be totally wrong, but we still say that.
Stress is so variable day to day, moment to moment. Just your stress level.
Yeah.
It's totally variable. You don't need a hormone excuse. Like I'm just, you know, shit's been stressful or shit hasn't been stressful.
Yeah.
Makes a huge difference.
I guess so. でもみんなはお盆だもんね。今週からでしょ。明日は山の日で、月曜とかも休みの人は休みだもんね。月曜海行くんだ。超混んでそうだけど、せっかくだから。わかんないまだ。
It's gonna be, are you driving? It's gonna be nuts.
No, I can't drive. I mean, I'm supposed to be able to drive, but I don't.
Are you gonna do anything about...the paper driver thing, or is that kind of a lifetime commitment?
No, なんか子供とかもしできたら車ないと困る時もありそうだから、そしたら多分 そのなんかリフレッシュコースみたいなのあるじゃん、
うん、
そういうの行かないといけないと思う。多分もう無理、忘れてると思う全てを、
うん、
だから
Is it enough? The refresh course?
I hope so. まあ1回じゃないからね、何日間とか。
Can you fail? You have a license, so it's
kind of
like
You can't fail, no.
だってもう持ってるから。 You should just get your license again.
やだよ、超大変なんだよ日本の免許って。知らないでしょ。
Yeah, that's why.
いや無理だね、でも
やり直せば。
No way.
No.
No way. But this is not a lifetime commitment though. 文字起こしのテキスト、Android, Mac, iPhone, iPad から公式のアプリで購入できますので試してみてください。
Yep.
月額240円で全部のテキスト読み放題っていうプランもありますので、ぜひ激安、mm-hmm. スポンサーつけずに自腹でやっているので、気に入っていただけたら購入してみていただけると大変助かります。インスタグラム、フェイスブック、ツイッターもやっているので、ぜひフォローお願いします。
お願いします。
では皆さん良いお盆を。
Yes. And the MacUpdate is out now.
Yay!
It's kind of cool.
Okay.
Yeah.
チェックしてみてね。
Have a nice お盆.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.